Right now, new FanDuel customers can bet $5 and get $250 in bonus bets if your first bet wins. That's right, turn $5 into $250 in bonus bets just for getting started. And when every possession matters in the playoffs, FanDuel makes it easy to get closer to the action. From player props on your favorite stars to all the tools you need to back them up, FanDuel puts player research right at your fingertips so you can check stats, trends, and matchups all in one place and make your picks with confidence. It's everything you need, all in one app. So don't miss your shot. Head to FanDuel.com/podcast to get started. FanDuel. Play your game.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download, and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead. Get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. AutoTrader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really.
Tell Siri to dial the fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Count on Sundays all season long with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Lauren Rubinson. Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan.
WFAN. Welcome to the program. I'm Lori Rubinson, talking sports, having fun with you here on The Fan at 888-808-1019. Producing tonight, it's Mr. Rami Lavi, behind the glass, working the boards, working the phones, doing it all. You can also hit me up on Twitter, at LRubinson, on X there, and I will respond to comments, read off your questions, all that kind of good stuff. Coming up later in the program at about 1, I will be joined by a guest, Bobby Skinner, host of Giants Nation Show podcast. Plenty to talk about, not that much time to do it. There was an epic World Series. NFL trade deadline is on Tuesday. Should the Giants or Jets be active, or should they do nothing? Knicks win, good win tonight against the Bulls. But we start off, of course, with the New York Giants, and the Giants lost 34-24 to the 49ers. And the score makes it seem like it was sort of respectable. It wasn't. Almost at no point was this game in doubt. And what's sad about it is that I feel like the Giants as an organization, top to bottom, players, coaches, GM, all of it, owe Jackson Dart an apology. Because there's one guy out there busting his ass, caring passionately about whether this Giants team wins or loses. There's a lot to like about Jackson Dart. He is a rookie, offensive rookie of the month for October. He's a rookie and at times won't make the perfect throw. Throw behind a running back, not lead a back perfectly, not always perfect, but amongst the many terrific traits that Jackson Dart has, there is a level of compete that is his outstanding it factor characteristic. And you can say that all these guys who go out there on Sunday in the NFL are competitive. And you can say that every quarterback wants to win. But there is a rare quality that some have, and he has it. And what I worry about when I watch the abomination that the Giants are putting out there on film, on the field, week in, week out, is you don't want Jackson Dart to ever get used to losing, to stop caring as much as he cares right now. And I've been one who, I think the central question of this Giants season, you know, question number one was, do the Giants have a franchise quarterback? Is that Jackson Dart? We're midway through the season. And based on everything we've seen so far, the answer appears to be yes. And look, to be fair, credit to Brian Daboll. Because by all accounts, this wasn't Joe Shane, the general manager, and this wasn't Joe Shane pounding the table in love with Jackson Dart saying, we have to draft this guy. I'm not saying he disliked him, but it was Brian Daboll who met Dart, talked to Dart, watched his film, fell in love, and pounded the table and said, this is my guy, this is my quarterback, this is the one I want to coach. And if I'm on the hot seat and my job is on the line, this is the quarterback I am banking on to try and save my job. Give me my guy. And they did. Joe Shane trades up. They give up a third. They go get him. And they get their guy. Flip picks, get their guy. And now we watch, because of the way that Brian Daboll and the relationship between Daboll and Dart, the question all season has been, if Dart is it, if he is the next franchise quarterback of the New York Giants, then what's best for him in his development? Is it to keep Brian Daboll around this whole season and, frankly, next season? Because the cautionary tale is look no further than Daniel Jones, who had a bad day today on Sunday, but has been playing like an MVP candidate in Indianapolis with head coach Shane Steichen calling plays and designing an offense and instilling confidence and surrounding him with a terrific offensive line and playmakers and outstanding running back and all those things. And Daniel Jones is playing the best football of his career. But before this, the best Daniel Jones ever looked in a Giants uniform was his rookie year with Pat Shurmur as his head coach, as his offensive designer of the system and play caller. And Daniel Jones knew Pat Shurmur, look, they drafted him, and that Shurmur believed in him. And that rookie year, Daniel Jones started 12 games in his rookie year for the Giants, threw 24 touchdown passes. Now, there was a fumbling problem that season, sure. But there was a playmaker there, a swashbuckling playmaker who was confident, believed in himself in that Pat Shurmur system. And then the Giants losing which is pretty much, except for a couple of blips. One with Ben McAdoo, one with Brian Daboll, his first year. Other than those two seasons, pretty much since the Giants won that last Super Bowl, that 2011 season, pretty much, you know, most of the last 15 years, what the Giants do is lose. They lose. So, under Pat Shurmur, they lost. And they fired the head coach 1 year in. And they brought in new coaches, new offensive coordinator, new all of that. And proceeded over time. Bad offensive lines, lack of weapons, not an innovative offense. And tried to coach the fumbling out of Daniel Jones. And in doing all of that, he was a shell of himself. Never the same player. And even the year that Daboll and they went to the playoffs, he wasn't the same playmaker. He may have ran the football. He wasn't the same playmaker. And you can tell me, yeah, but the Vikings playoff game, whatever. He was not the same playmaker, freewheeling playmaker, that he was his rookie year. Go back and watch the Tampa Bay Buccaneers start, the first start he ever made. He was a playmaker. And then not the same player. And so the argument for keeping Brian Daboll is to say, you don't want history to repeat itself. That change is bad for young quarterbacks. That you don't want them going through system after system, coach after coach, offensive coordinator after offensive coordinator, all that lack of continuity. That it's bad for them. And I'd agree with that in principle.
Right now, new FanDuel customers can bet $5 and get $250 in bonus bets if your first bet wins. That's right, turn $5 into $250 in bonus bets just for getting started. And when every possession matters in the playoffs, FanDuel makes it easy to get closer to the action. From player props on your favorite stars to all the tools you need to back them up, FanDuel puts player research right at your fingertips so you can check stats, trends, and matchups all in one place and make your picks with confidence. It's everything you need, all in one app. So don't miss your shot. Head to FanDuel.com/podcast to get started. FanDuel. Play your game.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Power your next journey with True North Convenience Stores and Monster Energy. Stock up and stay energized when you grab two of your favorite Monster cans for $6. Or save even more when you buy more. Whether you're gearing up for work, hitting the road, or powering through your next adventure, True North has the energy you need to save. Get more ways to save with True Rewards. Find the app in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. Auto Trader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really.
But is it better to hang on to a Brian Daboll throughout the rest of this season when it looks like a lot of elements of this football team? You want to tell me today that the defense didn't quit? You want to tell me the defense went out there and played with passion and energy and immense effort, flying around all day long? Did you see that? And you can tell me there were injuries. I get it. Yes, there were. In the secondary, a number of injuries. I get it. You know who else has injuries? The 49ers. Boatload of injuries. Losing Pro Bowl Hall of Fame caliber players, the 49ers. And Robert Saleh, as defensive coordinator, has those guys flying around and playing decent football. The Niners are playing without their starting quarterback. They're missing, most of the season, they've been missing a ton of weapons and wide receivers, and Kittle's been out of the lineup. The defense, they lost Bosa, they lost Warner. They are a ton of guys. And they win. Kyle Shanahan is head coach and an offensive play caller. Robert Saleh, who we laughed out of this town, but he's a good defensive coach. That is not something the Giants have in Shane Bowen. And even with injuries, Tay Banks is a first-round pick. Joe Shane, not just a first-round pick, Joe Shane had to trade up to make sure that he would get this guy, Tay Banks. Why? Because Wink Martindale so badly wanted him for his system. You know what's a terrible idea? Trading up in the first round to get a particular player, because in the first round you're going to draft out of need for a guy who fits the system of a coordinator. Coordinators can go get head coaching jobs, or in this case, fall out of favor with your head coach and have a big tiff and fights with each other and mutual parting of the ways. And now you've traded up for a player who fits the system of a coordinator who you fired or parted ways with. And you're stuck with a guy who's barely playable. And go back and watch the tape, if you want to, of the angle, what happens on Brian Robinson's 18-yard touchdown run, and poor Tay Banks. I almost feel bad for him. He just got, he's like roadkill on that play. Plowed over. While Dexter Lawrence kind of jogs on back to the end zone, and it's like, oh, well, you know, whatever. And I like Dex. And I was shocked when Carl Banks was calling him out the way he did, with the language that Carl said. But it's hard to argue that this defense, other than Brian Burns, he gets a pass. He's playing like a defensive player of the year candidate. Poor Brian Burns on a garbage team with a losing record. Probably won't win the award because they'll pick a player from a better football team, a more relevant football team. And so the question becomes, when you watch players who seem to be starting to make business decisions, a little less enthusiastic about tackling. Taking terrible angles to the football. And the Giants, a front office, and we can say injuries. Banks is a first-round pick. Newbin's a second-round pick. It's not like they invested a ton of money into this defense. They invested draft picks into this defense. And Shane Bowen was the coordinator that they could get to coach this defense, because everybody knew the head coach, Brian Daboll, was on the hot seat, the general manager on the hot seat. Who wants to come take a job when you believe that coach and GM may get fired? And who wants to take a job when you just watch the head coach have a very public parting of the ways with his last defensive coordinator, who he was screaming at on the sidelines? So they took who they could get, and who they could get was Shane Bowen. And clearly, he gives his players no advantage from an X's and O's standpoint on a week-in, week-out basis. And he doesn't motivate people to play collectively any better than it's up to each guy. Motivate yourself, win your matchup, that's it. We pay you. But football is such a game of emotion. And this team, complimentary football, special teams was bad today. They lost the special teams battle. defense was abysmal. The run defense, a total joke. The 49ers came into this game as one of the worst running teams in the league. And even after this game, where they ran all over the Giants to the tune of 159 yards, they're still only averaging 97 yards per game on the ground. They average 3.5 yards per carry. This is a bad 49ers rushing team. And yet they ran all over the Giants because everybody does. And with a backup quarterback in Mac Jones, sure, a former first-round draft pick, but a guy who's busted out, comes to Shanahan, and with a superior coach, even without great weapons there, able to slice and dice the Giants, perfect in the first half, 14 for 14 in the first half. Did not have an incomplete pass in the first half. And so with all of this swirl, and on the offense, Jackson Dart throwing to guys, Darius Slayton with another dropped touchdown. Theo Johnson drops a ball on third down that hit him right in the chest. Drop footballs all around the field. Wandell Robinson, everybody's dropping them. And all Jackson Dart is doing is this, playing his guts out on the field to try and raise the level of play of this entire franchise. And so you ask yourself, is this quarterback better off with Brian Daboll, the guy who pounded the desk and said, this is my guy, who admittedly there is a close bond between Dart and Daboll. But is he better off keeping Daboll around for the rest of this year, for next year? Just because Daniel Jones did not work out after Pat Shurmur left, does that mean the Giants need to keep Daboll for Dart? That's the question you have to ask yourself. I have my answer after watching today. I've been on the, well, I don't know, Shurmur cautionary tale after watching today. Changing my tune. 888-808-1019. We'll talk all about that. Is it a cautionary tale or is it time for a change? And if you are in the time for a change camp, which obviously I'm saying I am, is the change now in the middle of the season right now? Would you fire the defensive coordinator? Would you fire Brian Daboll after this pathetic effort on Sunday against the Niners? Would you make a change right now? Or would you wait till the end of the season? And if you make a change, I have a name for you. Probably it's a long shot, but I have a name for you. 888-808-1019. We'll be right back.
Power your next journey with True North Convenience Stores and Monster Energy. Stock up and stay energized when you grab two of your favorite Monster cans for $6. Or save even more when you buy more. Whether you're gearing up for work, hitting the road, or powering through your next adventure, True North has the energy you need to save. Get more ways to save with True Rewards. Find the app in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. Auto Trader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really.
Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient, meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are built to keep going, backed by Toyota's reputation for legendary reliability. Step into a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering impressive torque and serious towing power. Or take a look at Tacoma with an available power liftgate, so gear goes in fast and the adventure keeps moving. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So drive one home today. Visit Toyota.com to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Whoa. Okay, this one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Wait. The T-Mobile one says families saved over $3,700 versus the other big guys in the past 5 years. And their experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of DashPass by DoorDash.
Hang on, let me see that. And a 5-year price guarantee? Oh yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now, or?
I'm thinking high five.
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. Switch now at T-Mobile.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 among accounts with 3+ voice lines compared to AT&T and Verizon. Excluding discounts, credits, and optional charges. See harrisx.com/T-Mobile. Price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Exclusions like taxes and fees apply. See T-Mobile.com.